Chapter 3. Boys Don't Cry. Dante. I've never been with anyone except you, Dante. Melanie's voice was pure ice. Don't you ever say that again. I couldn't put your name on the birth certificate because we're not married and you weren't there with me. She looked at me angrily. Anyway, I didn't come here to argue with you. Then why did you come? I asked. Why didn't you have an abortion or think about adoption? I thought about it, she said with tears in her eyes. But from the moment that I discovered I was pregnant, Emma was real to me. Do you know my mum made me leave home for getting pregnant? What? My aunt let me stay with her, but only until the baby was born. After that, she wanted another family to adopt the baby. But I couldn't do it. Why didn't you tell me? You couldn't help, she said with a small smile. She was right. I couldn't help her. Melanie looked at her watch. I need to go to the shops and get some things for Emma. Could you look after her for a while? No. Take it with you. Her name's Emma, and I'll be back in 15 minutes or less. Please. No. You can't just leave your baby here. Melanie was now at the front door. Remember, she's your baby too. She looked like she was going to cry. I'll be back soon. And then she walked away without looking back. What was I going to do? What was Dad going to say? When the doorbell rang, I jumped to my feet. Finally, Melanie had come back. But it wasn't Melanie. It was the postman. He handed me some letters. The top one was for me. I opened the envelope quickly. It was my exam results. I had 4 A stars. In the sitting room, the baby started to cry. I wanted to cry too, but I couldn't. Boys don't cry. That's what Dad always said. And crying wouldn't help me now. All I could do was wait. I sat in the armchair opposite the buggy and watched the baby cry. It cried and cried and then cried some more. 2 minutes turned into 5 and 5 minutes turned into 10 and the baby was still crying. Finally, my phone rang. Caller unknown. It's me, Melanie. Where the hell are you? It's been over an hour. I'm sorry, but I'm not coming back. What do you mean? I'm not managing, Dante, she said. I've tried and tried, but I can't. I need time to think. It'll be better for Emma to stay with you. You're her dad. You can't do this, I said. You're just having a bad day. A bad day? Melanie was going to cry at any moment. I hate leaving Emma, but I don't have any other options. What are you talking about? It's your daughter. She's your daughter too. But you're its mum. And you're her dad, she shot back. What do I know about bringing up a kid? My dad left our family and my mum had 2 jobs just to put food on the table. I want something better for Emma, and if she stays with me, I'm afraid.
Afraid of what?
Dante, I love Emma and I'd die for her. Melanie's voice was little more than a whisper. But sometimes, when I'm alone and she won't stop crying, sometimes the things I do, the things I want to do, scare me.
Emma should be with someone who can really look after her.
That's not me,
I said, not really listening to what she was saying.
I don't know anything about babies.
You'll learn. And you've got your dad and your brother and a big house.
Mel, don't do this.
I'm sorry, Dante. Tell Emma. Tell her I love her.
Then she ended the call. I immediately tried to call her back, but my call went straight to voicemail. Had she blocked my number? I stared at my phone. It took a few moments to realize that I was shaking, actually shaking. Melanie was free, and I was not. But I was going to university in less than a month, and Melanie and her baby weren't going to stop me. The thing was screaming up at me so loudly that I couldn't think. So I pushed the buggy up to the window. Maybe if it looked outside, it would see something interesting and stop crying. Then I went to the kitchen and called Colette. She was unhappy that I was asking about my last girlfriend. And she didn't have Melanie's latest mobile phone number or Melanie's aunt's mobile number or address either. Now what was I going to do?
Did you get your exam results? Colette asked.
Yeah, 4 A-stars, I said quickly.
That's fantastic, she said.
Thanks.
Well, she said.
What?
Aren't you going to ask about my results? She sounded a little angry.
Yes, I was just going to.
Did you get the results you wanted?
Yep, 3 A-stars and an A, Colette said happily.
And we'll be at the same university. I can't wait, she said. And tomorrow night we can celebrate at Bar Bell.
I didn't have time for this conversation. Dad and Adam would be back soon.
That's the doorbell, I lied. I've got to go.
Then I ended the call before she could say another word. I spent the next 20 minutes calling everybody who might know where Melanie was. But nobody did. And all the time, the baby cried louder and louder without stopping. In the end, I ran upstairs to my bedroom and waited for an idea, for Mel to return, for this bad dream to end, for the sound of Dad's key in the lock.